So I've just heard some really brilliant stuff come out of the mouths of two sighted people that I follow. SM2N, hello Simon, and Stefano Landi at Slandy, here on Audio Boo. And their common sense, really, talking about possible ways of redesigning or developing websites just to make them more accessible. And you're both very much on the right track with everything you said, and I won't go through and paraphrase it, but if people aren't following, I would suggest following, taking a listen to both of their boos about, latest boos about accessibility to web pages. Just phenomenal stuff. And I don't know if or how much web development you've done, or if you guys are both just users. Well, I know Stefano was talking a little bit about it yesterday, and then Simon just did a fantastic job at articulating some things that I wish every company and every corporation and every business, anybody that really that produces a website, could hear that, because you're so much right on the right track about not necessarily needing to maintain two pages, and about making things usable by everybody, and how with the simple click of a button just to change the view. You know, screen readers have been around for a long time, and have evolved from needing an off-screen model to, you know, gaining information about the web page very differently. So the way that, you know, people can navigate busy web pages without a problem if they're tagged properly, if obviously the screen reader is going to delineate different regions, tables, different views. And, you know, if you have a heading, you can navigate by heading, you can navigate by table, you can navigate through blocks of text, you can choose to load images or not. There are a lot of things that even the screen reader user has power over on their side. But it is not difficult to tag images properly and to maybe have another view option so that text can be sorted. And you're right, not everyone has to use it, and it is silly to create a whole separate site. I've never heard a sighted person who's just a user sit back and muse and come up with something that is just so right on track and in line with a lot of the things that companies can do to improve the experience for everybody, you know, just making it an option without having to make a lot of work for themselves. It doesn't require a whole lot of maintenance, and it doesn't require a whole separate level of coding the page. It's just all a matter of how things are tagged and how they're presented. So it just, I can't say enough, it was brilliant. It was so cool to listen to that. And you know, you guys who can see, I just want to say, stop being afraid that you're going to offend somebody. Blind people are as diverse as any segment of the population. There are nice ones and friendly ones and unfriendly ones and social ones and unsocial ones, and everybody's different, and everyone's needs are different, and so don't be afraid to use words in your everyday language, and please don't feel the need to talk around. If you want to say the word blind, if you want to talk about, you know, if you want to use the word see or sight in a sentence, just because you're talking to blind users, don't feel like you can't do that. We're all friends here, and we all started out talking to each other first. So they're just people with their eyes broken, and you're going to have as diverse a population amongst blind people as you will any group in society. So please don't feel concerned about offending. We all need to have pretty thick skins to live in the world, and so you guys produce great content, and I hope you keep it up. It's awesome. I'm going to shut up now. This is Rocky in Sacramento. Thanks for listening.